The Crown Prince know anything about it if there were people closely tied to him involved in this operation?
The Crown Prince has denied this. The Crown Prince is not aware of this. Even the senior leadership of our intelligence service was not aware of this.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 22nd, 2018. Welcome to day 641. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister denied that Mohammed bin Salman ordered Jamal Khashoggi's killing, calling it a rogue operation by individuals who made a mistake. Adel Al-Jubeir denied that the Crown Prince had any prior knowledge of the operation and said that the agents involved, quote, weren't people closely tied, end quote. Meanwhile, surveillance video shows a Saudi agent walking out of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul wearing Khashoggi's clothes, a fake beard, and glasses in order to create a misleading trail of evidence. The man in the video, identified as Mustafa Al-Madani, was part of the 15-man team that flew to Istanbul to confront Khashoggi. He was seen leaving the consulate through the back door and later at the Blue Mosque. Several members of the team have ties to the Crown Prince. Jared Kushner says the White House is still fact-finding about the circumstances of Khashoggi's death and declined to say whether he believes Saudi Arabia's explanation that Khashoggi accidentally died during a fistfight inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Quote, once we have all the facts, we'll make an assessment, end quote. Moving on, the Trump administration plans to redefine the legal definition of gender as strictly biological, unchangeable, and determined by the genitals that a person is born with. The effort, by the Department of Health and Human Services, would establish a legal definition of sex under Title IX, effectively narrowing the definition of gender and denying federal recognition as well as civil rights protections to transgender Americans. And finally, Robert Mueller's team continues to pursue conflicting accounts about Roger Stone's communication with WikiLeaks. During the presidential campaign, Stone claimed he was in touch with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, predicting that WikiLeaks would release information related to Hillary Clinton. Stone suggested that his friend, Randy Credico, quote, was my principal source regarding the allegedly hacked emails published by WikiLeaks, end quote. Credico has denied the claim, telling Mueller's grand jury that Stone told him during the 2016 campaign that he had a secret back channel to WikiLeaks. Investigators are also looking into whether Stone shared information that he believed was from WikiLeaks with members of Trump's presidential campaign. And in the polls, CNBC says 47% of Americans approve of the job Trump is doing, an all-time high. And NBC News says Democrats hold a 9-point lead among likely voters over Republicans in congressional preference. 50% of likely voters prefer Democrats to be in control of Congress after the November elections versus 41% who wish to see Republicans stay in charge, up 1 point from the Democrats' lead in September. And now to the notables. One, Trump claimed that Republicans are planning a very major tax cut for the middle class before the midterms.
We are going to be putting in and are studying very deeply right now, round the clock, a major tax cut for middle-income people. Not for business at all, for middle-income people. Now, the last was for middle-income and for business, and our business is now coming back because of it. But we are looking at, Kevin Brady's working on it. Paul Ryan is working, we're all working on it. And we're looking at a major tax cut for middle-income people who need it.
What was your time frame for that?
I would say sometime around the 1st of November, maybe a little before that.
Congress, however, is out of session until after November's midterm elections. Two, the Missouri Republican Party sent mailers to 10,000 voters with false information about when absentee ballots are due. Three, Trump is preparing to call the midterm elections illegitimate if Democrats take control of the House or Senate, according to Carl Bernstein. Four, Trump tweeted about non-existent voter fraud, warning people to, quote, cheat at your own peril. Violators will be subject to maximum penalties, both civil and criminal, end quote. Five, the EPA will withdraw an Obama-era proposal aimed at regulating how waste from uranium milling is disposed in order to reduce the spread of radon. Six, Trump blamed Mexico and the Democrats for the so-called caravan of migrants heading to the southern U.S. border, threatening to cut off or reduce aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador as citizens flee gang violence and poverty. And finally, Mikhail Gorbachev said the U.S. withdrawing from the nuclear disarmament treaty with Russia is not the work of a great mind. Trump said the U.S. would withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty because Russia has violated the agreement. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.